in a world.
What's up, sir?
What's shaking?
You, man. You, my brother.
What are we going to talk about today, bro?
Man, not this hot tea I just drank.
I look pretty spicy.
Oh, man. It is hot.
Got a little cayenne pepper in there?
I do. How did you know?
Because I'm smart.
Yeah. That cayenne is good for you.
It is very good
for you.
You know what, man? In the workplace, you got all of these new generations and Gen Z, Gen Alpha coming up. Do we still need college degrees, bro?
You were talking about that the other day, and that sure got my gears going.
I'm great.
Yeah.
Because it's, we're from a different school of thought, right? It's, there was no not getting a degree for me.
Right.
It, you know, it was like, and no disrespect to what other people do, but I couldn't be a bagger for the rest of my life. I couldn't bag groceries for the rest of my life. There was a bit of shame from my family that I had to go and complete it. Right. And there was this push. So, you know, I went to a college prep high school and, you know, not everybody from that high school finished school. But from me, I think that there were forces that pushed me through that collegiate process more than I would have necessarily done. You know, and I think the difference, you know, we didn't have any Zuckerbergs and stuff when we were coming up.
True. Or YouTube.
So, or YouTube or, it, you know, Brian or Sergey or all of these other people who have just flipped a coin, came up with something. And all of a sudden, you know, you're a billionaire.
Right.
You know, the closest thing we saw to that was the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
So you're
a bubbling crude. All that is.
Yes. Swimming pools, movie stars.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Keep going.
And so it's created this conundrum, if you will, because my daughter is going to go to school. And I think that she sees it, but she's just like, there's a ton of stuff that I can do that you don't really need school and jobs aren't requiring it. And, you know, I don't know. I would love to get on the Gen Z tech stream where they find out all this information.
Yeah.
Because they seem to have information just pouring in that I'm not privy to. You know,
you
got to
get on Discord.
I'm like, where are you getting this info? I don't, you know, what is this? You know, all these new terms. That's a whole nother deal. But so there's questions that I have. It's like, do you need it or don't you?
I think, I have a lot of ideas on that. And it's not a it's not a simple question.
Let's hear a few of them.
So let me give my background on this. I think that this is pretty apropos coming from me. So my scenario was, that was just the thing, right? Like, hey, you're going to graduate high school, you're going to go to college. And I was like, oh, okay. And as high school came on and my ADHD ass was just like, whoa, look at this. Whoa, look at that. Ooh, this is cool. Ooh, this is cool. I had no freaking clue. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know if it was the time or if it was the atmosphere, but there was never like a discussion. You know, my parents didn't have a ton of money and they were like, you know, there was no discussion of like, hey, well, we're going to help you with school. We're going to pay for, there was no, and I was too nervous to bring it up because I knew, you know, money was tight. And so my dad's going to be listening to this. This is going to be an interesting conversation later. And so I was just, I got kind of afraid and stressed out about the whole money of everything. And I was like, plus, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was like, how am I going to go to a school? I don't even know which school to go to because I don't know what I want to do. And And so it was kind of, that was kind of the point when I was just like, hey, this is stupid. I'll just go join the military or something because,
You had the GI Bill, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it was like, you're going to get all this money and then we're going to pay for school and you're going to have these experiences. And I was like, you know what? That's perfect for me. I don't mind. I've been around the world a couple times already. Let's let somebody else pay for it this time. And so I did that. And then got out of Navy and immediately just got into a job. Immediately got it started doing a job. Immediately started being a consultant. Immediately started, you know, traveling and doing all this. Still no degree. Kept going, kept getting promotions, kept going to other companies, still no degree. And I'm sitting there going,
was it the military that got you through? Now, if you were just Alexei from, you know, from Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Would you have had those jobs?
And no, that's a very valid point.
Yeah. And I don't want to ruin your train of thought, but it's just like, okay, the military has kind of trumped it and people will, you know, well, we've got our patriotism, you know, thank you for your service. So we've got that deal. That's a whole other show.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're given sort of the, you know, the sword on the shoulder if you've got that military background.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fully acknowledgeable. As somebody who's married to a person of color and, you know, I have been the veil of life has definitely been lifted on me later in my experience to where, you know, coming out of the military, being, you know, 6'6", white, tall guy, you know, I think a lot of things have come easier for me, and I don't discount that. I didn't see it at the time, and I just kind of thought, oh, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And that's not exactly fair or fortunate, and I acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Navy was almost like having a degree. It was like, oh, you're a veteran? Yeah, please come here.
You did what?
Right.
Yeah, you did what? Oh, you can do that here.
Yeah, exactly.
And what was it like on that ship? Were you by the plane? Yeah, it's almost like people are enamored by you a little bit.
Right. Uh-huh. Very, very valid. And so all of that comes back to say, I eventually ended up getting a degree because it came to a point where I was like, you know what? I want to keep growing. I want to keep moving up, and I don't want it to ever be an issue. So I did go to school, and it was to get that piece of paper and you know, and I paid for it, and that's cool. And so I don't know, but now my kids are kind of in a similar scenario, and I know other people and their friends, and it's like, you know, I was talking to one of my kids' friends, and he's just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was like, what's your 5-year plan? And, you know, and he's just like, I'm going to go work at, you know, Les Schwab Tire. I'm like, wow. Okay. And that's fine. But it is complicated. And it's, I mean, here's the scenario that I kind of come from. If you don't know what you want to do, that's where it gets an issue. If you know what you want to do and you know that that makes that greases the skids and it makes the path easier, that's easy. Then yes, you're going to do this. You're going to go to this school. You're going to go get this certification, or you're going to go get this degree because that's the path. I think it becomes a lot more complicated when you're unsure or when you don't know.
When you don't. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I say, let's go do some tech school stuff. Let's go take some classes at the community college. Let's go take some electives. Go learn how to 3D print or weld or take pictures or photography. And then you're just going to be around people that are on different paths and you can see their path. And then you get to start to get a better idea of what does this really look like?
Yeah. Well said. I mean, my story is, you know, it's some similarities. It was just for me being a brother from the D. I knew that, you know, I knew that I had to at least have that paper to be competitive, you know, because outside of any other things that I, you know, that I could say that you already know what it's like, you know, you see it through my eyes sometimes, like when it's like being a brother. So absolutely. I'm like, I can't go up in there and not have my stuff together. I at least got to have my paper. The paper gets me in the door. And then that way I can jazz hands my way into getting a job or into doing well.
Right.
So I felt like it was critical at that time. I did do some research. 52% of college graduates, and this is from Forbes, right? They say 52% of college graduates are working in jobs that don't require higher education.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I think Gen Z and millennials are seeing it.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the other thing, dude. I racked up a crap ton of loans.
Yeah.
Okay. Like ridiculous amounts to the point where I'm like, what was that movie? Catch Me If You Can.
Right.
Right. Like, catch me if you can. I'll take the degrees and I'll keep running. But I think that is that's what a lot of the younger generations are saying. Hey, they've got parents who are like, oh, Lordy, don't get those loans.
Right.
Right. I don't want that for you.
Right.
I still might not be able to pay for you, but you don't want those loans.
Mm-hmm.
OK. And 80% of them are citing the cost of tuition.
Yep.
And so, look, there's a couple of jobs that you can do that I think will keep you sane. But it's like it's almost like you said, you got to like this stuff already.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You have to be in it. So the number one highest paying job without a degree, what do you think it is? I know I'm just coming out of left field.
Something like CEO.
CEO of the ROC. Oh. It's software developer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you are a computer fool, then you got a chance, right? Because that's what people want, you know. You and I deal with this all the time. Hey, I need somebody who can put this deck together, throw a video in there, cut it, do this, edit it. You know, even producing this podcast. If you can do this, you've got a skill set.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it to your point, I think it depends. If you've got sort of this specialty, my daughter can produce that. I'm sure she could get a job producing something.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But it's like now you're in a room with someone who's got a degree from USC.
Right.
Right. And they're like, I've interned at Paramount. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Oh, I made a commercial for the local lumber yard. Oh, you know what I mean? And both could be equal, or even the lumber yard could be better. But that USC, that degree, those internships. I mean, we're dealing with that right now, even to get into college. You know, my daughter has to do all of this, showing volunteer work helps.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, you got to do
extracurricular.
Yeah. What are you doing? Are you helping the manatees? You know, so.
How many hours did you volunteer last year?
Yeah. So it's all of this competition.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you've got those skill sets, but it's like you're going up against people, and this is what I'll say. It's not always what you know, it's who you know.
And
so if you've got those relationships, because you know, that's part of the problem in the job market right now. I know people who've been on LinkedIn, is LinkedIn a joke, right? We can come back and talk about that.
Because that might be your next episode.
I think that's going to be the next episode. Is it a joke? Because there are people, you know, because it's like, oh, you can get a job and do all of this. I know people who've been on there who haven't gotten a hit on anything in a year.
Yeah.
A full year.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you know somebody that's like, you'll be perfect for that. That's when you get the nibbles.
Yeah.
Because other than that, now, and I believe, you know, a lot of these companies are using an AI algorithm for your resume.
Mm-hmm.
So how many keywords are popping up in these? And then they're putting it up front.
Right. So yeah, I completely agree with you. It's twofold. One, if you wait for the system to get you through the door, you stand to be in a very long wait.
Hey, it's going to eat you up and spit you out, player.
Yeah. But if you network and you kind of back channel and you get yourself to the top of that list, you better have something to say for yourself and be for yourself once you get in the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you absolutely need it, because without it, you're dead in the water.
Yep.
And I'm a little bit worried for this generation too, just because. Mm. Okay, let's say you're that software developer,
right?
And you get that job, and you're like, hey, I didn't need a degree, and I got it, and you're making this. There were a lot of things that you learned in college.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like the experience, because no matter what, if you're still living in my house, I'm going to be like, hey, don't you got somewhere to be?
Right.
Right. And it's almost like you're leaning on the system of your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean.
So leaving and going away to school, I think, helps you sort of transition into adulting.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, that was a big thing for me, right? Going to school as an adult, as a, you know, an adult, quote unquote, professional, right? I'd seen some shit, I'd been through some shit, and then going to school, it was much interesting because I didn't have that kind of frat, you know, or pledge or go to keg parties or stuff experience. And maybe that's a good or maybe that's a bad, but it's just a vacuum regardless. So, you know, when you're around a lot of people who have done something and you haven't, you're always kind of looking in and going, you know, did I mess up? Should I have done that? Uh-huh. What happened here? But the big thing for school for me, one, yes, it was a piece of paper that I knew was going to future-proof certain scenarios. But the other thing was, it really taught me a lot more about social skills, organization, deadlines, and, you know, multitasking. Because now all of a sudden, I'm going to school and I'm working and I have kids. And so it's like, okay, I have a bunch of things in the air. And now here's one more. And now I got to have homework done and I have to have papers done. And I'll just be completely transparent. I was a horrible student in, you know, high school and before, because my problem was, and this is going to sound really egotistical, but I didn't care because I knew that I could always ace the test. I didn't need to study. I didn't need to do any of that to get A's on tests. So I didn't do my homework, or I would copy off of my buddy in lunch before class and just turn that in, or I'd take the L and have a zero on that homework for the day. And so I got B's and C's because I aced tests and I'd have incomplete on everything else. And that is an unfortunate problem to have, because it doesn't really. That's not what it's good. That's not what's going to get you through life, because there's no tests, right? There's no tests to ace anymore. It's all about that day-to-day homework. And so going back to school was, for me, a really good thing, because now I was like, fuck, I don't have the option of not taking these tests of not doing this homework, of not doing these group activities. I have to do that. And it was a really learning experience. And I got a lot out of that, right? And now being in education as a big part of what I do, I don't know if I would be where I was without having gotten that degree, and to be able to say, okay, this is how people learn. This is how people experience these things. So again, you know, I'm not, this is not a, This is not a how-to podcast. This is a what do we do podcast.
Right. And we're just, you know, we're just throwing it out. I love the points that you made because it makes me think about mine. I mean, same way. I studied, I was good. It was easy. High school was amazing for me. And, you know, college was even better, top of the world. And, you know, pledging a fraternity and being in that mix and trying to lead, you know, it's interesting because you're kind of just a wild ass kid, but you're like, let me put on this face that we're going to do some community service. We're going to do some, good stuff here. And so it kind of tricks you into doing it. Even though you're like, you know, hopefully we can get some beer after this. Or, you know, like
there's gonna be some ladies around.
Some pizza. You know, at the end of the day, it's still kiddies. Yeah, I want to play Madden after this. But it taught me how to survive, and it taught me how to overcome obstacles because there was a point where I was more fraternity than I was school.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, that's what it's all about. And I'm like, I don't have time for that class. I want to go meet with this person because, you know, we're trying to have a party there. And juggling those two, to me, is the setup for life.
Exactly.
Because it's no different. You get a job and then all of a sudden you meet a significant other. And it's like, oh, I want you. Or they live across town. Like you live in. I don't know. You live in San Francisco and they live in Livermore. And you're like, that's a long way. So getting the degree. And I think that that's really what the degree is. I don't think it's changed. It's like, hey, Chris and Alexei have successfully jumped through these hoops.
Right. It's exactly it is.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like, oh, you went and dealt with that. You dealt with being broke, not having any money, you know, not going to class, walking through a snowstorm, you know, crazy breakups, relationships, crisscross, you know, all of these different things. That's what the degree is. And I think that that's what the benefit and to me, that was my communication to my daughter, right? Like, you can't exchange those experiences. And just the same, you want to be a producer? You run up and see, you know, you get an opportunity up in CBS or someplace else, and you're up against somebody who went to U of M. You gotta have some type of paper on the table.
You got to have something that says you belong at the table.
And, okay, I'll take a step back. And I know, here's the other thing. Now, if you got 40,000 followers on IG, that's a different story.
Right.
Right? If you've got, you know, 50,000 people on YouTube watching your stuff, how can we parlay that? How can we get you in some workshops to help you blow up what you're doing or focus what you're doing? That's different.
That's different.
And that's what I tell these youngins. It's like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Let me see your IG. Okay, what are you talking about on there?
Yep.
You're just shooting the shit. You're talking with friends. Yeah, maybe you got 1,000 people. Now, if you got 100,000 people, that's a business.
That's a business.
So that's where I think the rubber really hits the road, is because Gen Z is like, well, I can be Zuckerberg. If that's the case, there would be 1,000 Zuckerbergs out here. And there I'm not be. Saying there's not a lot of people. Yeah, but there's a lot of people making a lot of money getting up, working out, and posting content every day. No BS. There are people who are bringing down racks and doing it, but you got to have that. Right. It's like the chicken or the egg. It's like, OK, great. You don't want to go to school? You got 40,000 people? Nope. OK, you probably better go to school then, player.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's basically, I mean, we talked about this before, right? Like, boot camp was a game to see, you know, can you play by this set of rules? And do you qualify? Are you good enough to come out here and handle these big responsibilities and scenarios in when shit hits the fan? And college is just that same thing for certain scenarios in life, right? It's about, hey, you handled this, you navigated this gauntlet, and you were successful at it. So, okay, it doesn't mean that you can't get to the same point without it, because you can, but it's going to be a different skill set, and it's going to be a different set of eyes that are looking at you, and they're going to be thinking in different scenarios. So it's one way to say, hey, I proved that I can do this, to go, versus, hey, look at all of this experience that I already had somewhere else. And all of that is better than the person who's just like, I've never done anything, but you should hire me for that job. It's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. And listen, the boomers haven't gone anywhere.
No,
they're still at work.
They're still working.
The boomers are going to be out of my cold, dead hands. Okay. They're going to be here for a while. So they're still, you got a lot of boomers still in HR.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of corporate presidents are boomers, right? So there are some old school values that are in there. One more point before we bail, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, part of this show is how we exist post-pandemic, right? It's like, yep. It's a whole new, like, not a lot of people are peeping it, but it's a whole new world. I think, you know, we still haven't recovered. And I think that the pandemic shattered school a bit. It did.
Completely agree.
It shattered it, because we just knew school was butts and seats here. Boom, boom, boom. All of these specific things that you needed to do on a daily basis. And we went from, everybody's at home. My daughter missed eighth grade, bro.
Yeah.
So now the foundation and the structure of school.
Seriously, put into question.
It's been put into question. And there's a study, 62% of Gen Z students, they say it hasn't fully recovered.
No.
Right?
I would agree with that.
Fully recovered. And it's made people look at school different. It's mm-hmm. made people look at opportunities. I mean, look at the rush of people who've gone into cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And that happened because of the pandemic. Oh, you don't want to do it. Oh, you were a bartender? You were a smart bartender? Oh, you had to move back to upstate New York with your parents? And your kids, so you guys could live together. You wouldn't kill grandma or grandpa.
Right.
Oh, and you found this 6-month course you could take in cybersecurity, and you can make more money than you are, you know, slinging Coronas.
Right.
And shots of tequila. Sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you have a scenario, whether it's small or big or world or at home, you throw adversity at people. And it's always interesting to see, what are you going to do with this? Are you going to lock down and excel, or are you going to sit there, crumble and fold?
Yeah. Sit there, crumble and fold. So I think, and what I'm also noticing is there's this initiative in Michigan. They're like, hey, if you live in Michigan, you can go to community college for free for the first 2 years.
Yep.
And I'm almost now like, and back when you and I were coming up, you went to community college, you were like kind of a loser. You're like, oh, he can't, you know, he needs to go to OCC.
It was a stigma, for sure.
Yeah, you need to go to OCC for a few years. And it's like, hey, this is school, people.
Yep.
This is school. And so I'm like, that's great. Go in there, see mm-hmm. what you like.
At a quarter of the cost.
Quarter of the cost. You get used to going to school.
The same classroom.
You know, the same classroom, same grading scale.
Yep.
So, you know, for those people and people with kids that are probably on the fence, you know, at least get a community college deal.
I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, do it. It's school. And it might, you know, like you said, I don't think it was a teacher. It was your janitor that like enlightened you back in the day. But you're going to find somebody in that building that might, you know, light a spark up for you.
You're going to start getting those keys to networking success. You're going to start realizing, oh, these are the people that I can glob onto. These are my people. This is the scenario. It's just a, it's life is a gauntlet and it's just about how you navigate it.
Awesome, bro.
So good.
Awesome stuff. So I guess my recommend, you know, if people are like waiting for the cliffhanger, my recommendation is, okay, you know, it can be considered if your child has a viable group or a viable following online, definitely something to look at, right? Right. If they in the 10,000s, 10,000 and more, definitely. Like, you know, how do you play that? If they're not into that, you know, they got to understand how to grow up on their own, how to deal with life situations on their own. And school helps with that. And a nice pass through. And I think the stigma is away. It's a community college.
Yep.
Just because it's going to, you might think you want to do something and you might go there and be like, oh my God, I just played, I want to design video games, Dad. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And there's a pathway for that.
Exactly.
So that would be my recommendation to everybody. You're still going to need it. And then you think about the number of people that are graduating every year.
It's a lot.
From all over, UW, WashU, St. Louis University, University of Miami, Florida, Michigan, Michigan State, Rutgers. Then you go out of small schools, St. Mary's, St. Catharines. Oh, it's just a small SUNY college out of what? There's schools full of people.
Yep.
So the competition, and it doesn't stop.
It's fierce.
There's people coming for our jobs
every day.
But you ain't coming for in a world.
Good thing they can't touch this.
can't touch this. All right, man. You got any trivia for me?
I got you.
What you got for me, Mac?
Since we're on the topic of life and scenarios and habits, do you think it's better to be a go to bed early, wake up early person or a go to bed late, wake up late person? Are you a night owl or a morning person? And which do you think is more successful?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen both because I've got some people that are early and early. I'm a night owl.
Same.
I'm a night owl, you know, and just because I like being up when people are snoozing, I get a chance to think. Like when my family goes down, that's when I'm like, I'll have the best idea. Cause I'm like, peek in on everybody. Everybody's cool. And I'm like, what do I do now?
Yep.
So I'm a late night hype type of guy.
I couldn't agree more. I think mornings are designed to be stressful and scramble and chaos. And I'd rather just give that a little bit of time to chill out.
I want the smoke to clear on the morning.
That's exactly right.
Even when we want to go to the beach sometimes, it's like, you want to go to, I'm like, not during rush hour.
Mm-mm.
That's going to ruin the beach.
Right.
Right. So I'll let everybody spill their coffee and print their boarding passes and all of that stuff. And then I'll come in after all of that.
Could you agree more, bro?
Let the first wave go through. Well, listen, my brother, I appreciate you,
bro.
Peace.
Peace.